have some special potency that affects the life. It's water, and you're going under the water for a reason. It's for a person who believes Jesus Christ and receives Christ into their life. Then at that point, something happens to us who receive Jesus. Some people are baptized right after they receive Christ. Others grow older, and their parents believe they're at the place where they can understand what this is about all the more, and they receive Jesus as children. Others have never been baptized, and then later on they find out, hey, this is something I could experience even as an adult or as someone who's known Christ and never was baptized. So wherever you're at here, what you're going to see happen today for Elise is that which is a truth about the most important part of our walk with Jesus. The early church saw the importance of baptism as a believer. They believed and they were baptized because in it is a key to what all of Christ is about. It's about everything that is fundamental with Jesus. And we can say, well, yes, Jesus died on the cross to save us from our sins. I better step back here. Don't drop my Bible. Jesus forgave us for our sins and all of the things we can talk about him. But there is one truth, one important truth, that what this represents speaks to that, to all of those right there. That's not all of them, as I've taught. Baptism is about issue up there, those issues called sin. And I'm going to reference a few verses to just take you through this to hear the main point of what's taking place. For Elise to be reminded as a young believer, not a new believer, one who has received Christ into her life and has walked with Jesus and is now at the place of saying, I want to be baptized. And her parents are affirming that in her youth and in her age. And so as I take you through this journey, it says to us, we have been made right in God's sight by faith. Therefore, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. It's talking about a relationship that is now possible with God. And we read on to it says, Adam sinned. Sin entered into the world. The definition of that up there. Adam's sin brought death. So death spread to everyone, for everyone sinned. Now Adam is a symbol, a representation of Christ, who was yet to come. But there's a great difference between Adam's sin and God's gracious gift. For the sin of this one man, Adam, brought death to many. Now that word death is two parts. It means there, biblically, die. That everybody's going to have to die. But it also references the fact that with sin permeating our lives and living in our lives and being an issue of our lives, it causes a relationship to be the death. There is death between God and man. And so Jesus came to deal with that. Adam created the death. Adam brought death to many. But even greater is God's wonderful grace and his gift of forgiveness to many through this other man, Jesus Christ. As a result of God's gracious gift, Jesus, and it's very different from the result of that one man's sin, for Adam's sin led to condemnation, but God's free gift leads to our being made right with God, even though we are guilty of many sins. The first thing that this is about what God did with Christ when his son did what he did, and then when we receive Christ, at that moment, that very moment, everything is made right with God and you. You are then in that place to have a relationship. And it says, even though men sinned, all of that, we've talked about this and looked at this. Even there, in that, the truth of the matter is fact is that you now have a relationship to God. a relationship, not an idea, not a doctrine well laid out, which is good and right. Not about the fact that you may be able to quote the scriptures, which is important and great to do and to read and to study, but it's about a simple truth. In Christ, you were established a relationship. Not everybody teaches this in Christianity. They put on to the end of this, however, you can mess all of this up by virtue of your failing God. That's all based on one verse. And you don't build a doctrine in the New Testament out of one verse. But I'll come back. That's just my sidebar. Everything we believe is built on references that reinforce and establish the truth. And the reinforcement of the truth is God starts with Adam and wants a new relationship with Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve failed God, and then the sin entered into the world. This flesh issue, that's the definition of what sin is like. It is that stuff. It's not some idea. It's that. In my life, lived out and says, and that's what I do. I do these things. And you do have done these things. And in that place, we are in a no relationship to God. But Christ Jesus has done something. The one thing he's done, and we're going to look at the next part in a moment, the one thing he's done for you is he's given you a continued, secure relationship to God. There are people that want to scare the bejeebies out of you or mess up your faith to let you think that when you start failing, your faith, your relationship to God has failed. No, I've used this illustration, and I use this all the time. Yeah, these dumb things. I don't have a belt on today. Don't worry, my pants will stay up. Don't freak out, I'm not one of these young guys that, you know what they do. But anyways, it's still on, Lowell? Is it still there? Or did I mess it up?
Hold on just a second, let me get
some notes here. Yeah, it's there, I think I hear it. That we are taught, there we go. Don't worry, I'm not going to start over. There we are. You found me. Okay. Jesus found me first. But what you are taught to think is that when you start to fail God, your relationship with God could be over. It's done. That's not what this is about. The relationship we have with God is likened to something that I told Elise about. And I said, Elise, your father is your father and your mother is your mother. As long as you live on this earth, no matter what you do, no matter what you do, you embrace them as your father and mother, and they will be your father and mother till you die. They will always be that. God wants us to know that about him. And he wants us to know what it took to create that relationship and produce it that is solid. Because he tells us that we're going to sin. We are going to do these things. These aren't just going to stop because we became Christians. These are the experiences. These are the issues of what sin is in our lives. The word applied and applicated. Those are things we will do. So, the one thing that's been brought to us in Christ is that we now can have a relationship to God through what Jesus did and through our faith. That's number one. In the process of receiving Christ, Adam brought condemnation. But Christ's one act of righteousness brings a right relationship with God, a right relationship with God, and a new life for everyone. What this is about is about what Christ did for us. It's about when you receive what he did, the power of it all, what it produces between God and him, and then results to us, is that it says, and he produced a relationship with us and God, and then we're no longer condemned. So why do you walk around condemned? Because somebody tells you you shouldn't do this or you shouldn't do that, and there's things we shouldn't do. Don't misunderstand this. That's why Paul says, ha ha, grace is great. Can I now do what I want to do? No. When we find this life, we want to please God. We want to serve him. We want to do his things his way, but we know we're going to fail. So in this, there is no condemnation. So whenever, if ever you begin to start to feel condemnation, that's not God that's talking to you. It's another voice. God's voice says, there is no condemnation. Where are your accusers? He said to that woman. Your accusers don't exist, except in the realm of human beings, in the realm of the enemy that can speak to our brains. And so when Elise is being baptized, it's being reminded that, number one, God wants her to know, as real as this water is for her, and as real as it's been for many of us, I can remember the exact moment, the time, the place, and everything I was baptized. I was 9 years old. Now, that's a few years ago. But that's burned in me. And I said, this is like a burning in your heart, a brand of experience that can never be taken away, that will always be there. You will remember this moment because the power of this moment is what's happening, has happened to her, and what is being experienced in the water as she is placed under it. And the one is that God's relationship to her is secure. God has a relationship to her. His relationship is real as this water is. You need to remember, Paul says, that we're joined with Christ Jesus in baptism. We joined him in his death, for we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. Now, this verse, I'm going to take a long time. We're not going to spend much, just get the points. When Jesus died, something happened. He died taking sin on his life. He died in sin. The death was a result of sin. And it says that in Christ, when we become baptized, we join with him. You become a partner with him. You become experienced with him, if I could say it that way, that when you are placed in this water, you are aware that you are buried with Christ by baptism. It doesn't mean you died. It means you're still alive. You're going to come out of this water. When you're there, in your experience and in your mind, the Holy Spirit is teaching you that here I identify with Christ's death, how real it is. And the water covers me like a grave, totally, totally covered. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. The new life. What's the new life? I now have a relationship to God through Christ. That life I did not have, though I may alluded to it, that I thought I had outside of Christ, that I maybe believed I had, but the truth is I don't. The new life is that now I have a life that I'm living with Jesus, with God through Jesus Christ. And then moving on to read these verses. When we were united with him in his death, we will also be raised in life as he was. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. The power of sin no longer is going to control your life. It's no longer, you are a victim of it. You're not. In Christ now, when we're placed in this water, we are reminded of the fact that we now have a new life and we have power in our lives. We're no longer slaves to flesh. You might feel like that at times, but the truth is you aren't. For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin, from the power of the flesh. Set free from that power. That doesn't mean it doesn't need a change and there's things you do in your life to be different and you just go on being that way. It's saying you are not a prisoner to your flesh. That's what this is about. Placed in this water, you have united yourself with Christ in your faith, experiencing what that uniting is about. The water covers over you totally. In that place, you identify with Christ's death. You receive what he's done for you. And you're reminded of it. And it says, and he died once to break the power of the flesh. or sin. To break the power of flesh or sin. And then, once you're baptized, then comes this, or you received Christ. And the experience of baptism, therefore, consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. That's what this is about. The beauty of her experiencing this water, it being placed under it, and Elise can come up now and be here, placed in this water, covering over her, reminding her that God has done something in Christ, that his death is being experienced by her in this water. It's like it's a symbol, it's an experience, it's a reminder. It burns itself. It's like a brand that burns itself onto us. That at this point we remember Jesus Christ died, and we died by faith. When we put our faith in him, we died in that likewise. And we've died to the power. Come on, sit. To the power of sin. To the power. Don't ever let yourself believe that what you struggle with up here, that was here. Yeah, that's a good one. It can be gone in our lives. That is not something you are chained to the rest of your life. There is a great hope. And it says, then count yourself dead to the power of sin. Count yourself. Make a statement. Make a commitment. Because when she comes out of this water, she's reminded that this is not the moment it happened. This is the moment that reminds her and burns in her the reality of what Christ is and what he's done for her. And even as young as she is, she can carry the rest of her life that this is reminder. This experience nails down the fact that she has a relationship to Jesus Christ, to God the Father. And he has sent the power of the Holy Spirit into her life, that sin, the flesh, which is no longer there. I love that. That was a good one. Did you try that? No longer has power over your life. That's the most important thing we can hold to. That's why we can live in hope. Death, life. Death, hope. And that's what's awesome for everyone who places faith. And it doesn't say there anything about the fact that you have been perfect today, better than yesterday, or this or that. Yes, he wants us, and I'm going to read this at the end, he wants something out of us after this is true in our lives. So Elise has, I better get this out of my pocket, I'll ruin this unit, and I'll talk louder. Elise has